some familiar words. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Familiar words indeed from the 23rd Psalm, bringing to our minds the concept of peace and tranquility, bringing to our minds the opportunity to rest in the midst of a busy world. In a play called Green Pastures, one of the characters, a coloured American from the Deep South, says, "Who cares about the Lord's Day anymore? People just use Sunday," he said, "to get over Saturday." And I repeat, the voice is not me getting over Saturday, rejoicing though I was. To get over Saturday. And the implication in these words is that people no longer pay any real attention to Sunday in our world. The right way. What is the right way to use the Sabbath day? Rabbi Abraham Heschel, a very influential Jewish figure of his time, had this to say about the Sabbath. The Sabbath as a day of abstaining from work is not a depreciation, but an affirmation of labor, a divine exaltation of its dignity. The duty to work for 6 days is just as much a part of God's covenant with mankind as the duty to abstain from work on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath itself is a sanctuary which we build, a sanctuary in time, an opportunity in time to mend shattered lives. These words bring into focus the meaning of both the Jewish concept of Sabbath and the Christian Sabbath as well. The key biblical passage on the origin of the Sabbath comes this morning as we read from the book of Genesis, the beginning of the second chapter. By the seventh day, God had finished what he had been doing, and he stopped working. He then blessed the seventh day and he set it apart as a special day. The importance of this special day is emphasized in the commandments. Observe the seventh day and keep it holy. People actually know these words. At least my generation still does. And I can remember an occasion in the past when I was in my last year of divinity school, hoping in the summer to be licensed as a minister and then following with ordination. And lo and behold, in the month of April, I think it was, what happened? I got a lovely request from the Scottish Football Association that I should go and referee a match at Ibrox Park. Absolutely delighted. A Scottish Cup tie on a Sunday. And those of you who have good memories will remember that that was the beginning of Sunday football because of all the electricity problems and the strikes and the lack of power. The invitation comes in and you're required to respond to it within a week, 10 days, the match further beyond that. Conscience is a problem. Understanding what other people might think is a problem, but it never should be. One should do what one knows is right. And I remember reading the passage from Genesis. I remember thinking, I remember praying. And lo and behold, I decided, yes, I would referee that game. And I did. And the world didn't erupt to be destroyed. We know that there are sometimes things happen which make it difficult for what was intended to take place. The Sabbath, remember to keep it holy. And we should understand very simply that the basic physical and psychological needs that was needed by and believed by the ancient Israelites as a gift from God to help his people to live well. It was in these days, a sanctuary in time, an opportunity to mend their battered lives. By Jesus' time, the Sabbath had been distorted. Down through the centuries, his countrymen had built petty rules around it. And as you read through the pages of the New Testament, every mention of the Sabbath has to do with men who should have known better. Men seeking to take the freedom and the joy away from it. They should have known better. And what had been given as a blessing had now almost become a prison. And we in Scotland have to think very carefully and remember, think of the furore that there might be ferries go from the mainland to the islands on a Sunday. Another occasion. All of the different things. I used, before I start training for the ministry, I was a CA apprentice. And we had some audits to do, some accounts to do, both in Lewis and in Harris. And we went up there to spend a week. And I was there with my senior partner. And we had one or two particularly big audits to do, even on the island. And it was the custom for the owners of the business to invite the auditors for an evening meal one night while they were there. It was a very nice meal, lovely meal. And after the meal, there was a question. Would you like to play some whist? And my partner, boss, absolutely no hesitation. Oh yes, that would be lovely. Matthew knows how to play whist. And so we went from the dining room into the sitting room. And the key in the lock on the room that we were in was turned so that none of the servants could come in to see Master and his guest playing cards. There is still, as most of us understand, there is still a remnant of that sort of thinking in parts of Scotland. Jesus, in his ministry, had to reaffirm that the Sabbath day was made for man, and it was to be held in that way. With the birth of the early church, most of the new Christian congregations were formerly Jews. And they had some difficulty from cutting themselves off from their Israelite roots. And so they took into their Lord's Day the day of resurrection, added to it. It gave their Sabbath a much deeper significance of that day. And it's also interesting that the first Christians adopted the Hebrew practice of counting the holy day from sundown to sundown, midnight to midnight. The Roman Catholic Church, even today, holds their Saturday Mass as being the Mass for the Sabbath day. It's an interesting change, but that's what it is. In the Christian community, the Lord's Day is the day for celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is the day of renewal, a day of refreshment. It is to be a place of safety, a real sanctuary, where there is peace and tranquility, an opportunity to speak to God, to listen to God, and to share it, if possible, with your fellow Christians. One has to understand that there are many people for whom the Sabbath day cannot be a Sunday, because that is one of the days that they work. Hospitals, for example, they must function as many essential services. And in our pluralistic society, we must not try to build fences, but to break them down, that there should be a coming together. Many of us must have our Sabbath day on other days. But at the same time, we must not sell the past. We must not allow the need for a sanctuary and time, an opportunity to mend our tattered lives, to be downgraded. We need to spend time with God and with one another. We must never forget that the Lord, who is our shepherd, needed to find for himself the green pastures, the quiet pool, and the still waters. You and I together should be very happy that he points us to the same. Indeed, he would lead us that through his resurrection we should find a sanctuary, an opportunity. And if I might quote next week's call to worship, Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you." We go to a sanctuary which is called heaven. You and I should make use of the sanctuary, but we also have to come out into the world and be part of the world. Maybe not to give our life as Telemachus did, without really perhaps understanding what he was doing, but to do it for Jesus' sake. This last week has been Christian Aid Week. Our support, and happily it was well supported yesterday, but throughout the year, we have to remember that Christian Aid is still working in parts of the world, not simply on the days of the week, but on the Sabbath. Our support may enable many in our world to be restored, to be renewed, to find peace, not only on the Sabbath day, but on any day of a week. And so, as a Christian, bring aid to those who need rest, who need quiet, who need opportunity to restore shattered lives. May God bless to us the preaching of his word.